As Juno followed Proxy's homing beacon back to their mushroom landing site, she watched the reunion between Coda and Bail Organa with half an eye. The old man was awkward and dismissive of any open affection, but the senator seemed unfazed.
"My friend, I'd almost given up hope of seeing you again, but I should have known better. You always were a master of last-minute rescues and sudden reversals."
"Pah! I had nothing to do with it. And if you hadn't gone off on this fool's errand of yours, we wouldn't be having this conversation."
Organa's expression turned utterly cheerless.
"You should know that Shakti is dead. She was murdered by Vader or one of his assassins.
Probably the same one who did this to me."
Coda indicated his bandaged face with the flick of one calloused finger.
"I tried contacting Kazdan Paratus, but he has fallen silent too."
"We will feel for him together, Master Coda, until we find out for certain."
Organa nodded and looked down at the floor.
"The dark times seem only to grow darker."
"There's one thing to be grateful for,"
said Coda.
"Leia is safe."
The senator put a hand on Coda's shoulder and gripped tight.
"I was afraid to ask. I'm more than grateful. I'm in your debt forever."
Coda pulled away.
"Find me something to drink and I'll call us even."
Scowling, he wandered to the rear of the ship, where Juno heard him clunking around among the stores. That left the senator and Juno alone for the rest of the trip. Starkiller was cleaning himself up in the crew quarters, having said nothing about the condition he was in.
"So what happened to you back there?" Juno asked. "It looked as though every living thing for a dozen kilometers wanted to make you lunch."
Organa seemed relieved to break the awkward silence. He fell into the co-pilot's seat with a sigh and brushed at the stains on his once fine shirt.
"Not us. You must have seen the body of the Bull Ranker back there. Well, his mates were unhappy that he died, for starters, and that much fresh meat won't sit around for long in a place like this. It is a hard world," he added, as though thinking of something someone else had said. "The young man you and Coda are traveling with, what can you tell me about him?"
She glanced at Organa, then back at the jungle top ahead of them.
"What do you mean?"
"Well, for starters, who is he? Where does he come from? I've never heard of anyone as powerful as him running loose in the Empire, and I'm keen to know how he avoided detection by Darth Vader. Do you know who his master was, and where he or she is now?"
Organa was staring hopefully at her, no doubt thinking that another Jedi, possibly a friend of his, had survived somewhere, somehow,
and that the existence of Starkiller presaged a new means of evading the deadly threat of the Empire. She didn't know how to tell him that they'd been lucky so far, and far from innocent. The only reason Starkiller had avoided Darth Vader's blade for so long was that they had been allies, and even then, the good fortune hadn't lasted forever. In the end, she did as she had done with Coda. Tell the truth, but not the whole truth.
"Your guess is as good as mine, I'm afraid," she said. "He keeps himself to himself. This may sound strange to you, but I don't even know his real name."
"That does sound a little unusual, but I've heard of stranger arrangements."
He essayed half a smile, then let it drop.
"The feats he accomplished back there showed outstanding strength. I haven't seen anyone like him since the Clone Wars. And that's not necessarily a good thing. Such power, unchecked, can be dangerous. The dark side feeds on a taste for power. It can be deadly for those caught in the way, as a young learner discovered today, very nearly at the cost of her life."
"I think he's trying to do the right thing," she said carefully.
"I should trust him then, as you obviously do?"
She answered without hesitation.
"With my life."
The senator glanced through the cockpit viewport.
"Ah, I never thought a transport could look so good."
Juno followed his index finger and saw Proxy waving on the edge of the giant mushroom next to the senator's transport.
"It's in good condition," she told him,
bringing the rogue shadow about to land.
"We sprayed it with insecticide, so the trip home won't be too uncomfortable."